All right, guys, we are here with WWE Hall of Famer, commentator extraordinaire, and of course, superstar extraordinaire, the one and only Booker T. Now you say five-time champion a lot. Doesn't the one championship in WWE count, and you're technically a six-time champ?
Actually,
it doesn't rhyme as well,
actually,
right?
It's two I got in WWE, but yeah, it counts, man. But I'm partial to the five WCW championships. You know, okay. I still represent WCW. I'm the last man standing,
right.
As far as I representing WCW. So I think it's only right. You know, I've been taken into the family of WWE, of course, WWE Hall of Fame 2013, which is awesome.
Yes.
You know, but I still do remember, you know, where I started, where I came from. And that was Atlanta, Georgia, man. You know,
yes.
The Superstation, WTBS.
You
yes. know, some really, really good times.
Yeah, fantastic. So how does it feel to be called up to do Raw every once in a while? And do you wish that it was a full-time gig, if Raw was a full-time gig right now?
Nah, man, I don't wish it was a full-time gig. I like actually being able to pop in and pop out, give my, expertise, month-by-month basis as opposed to a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
I got so much going on in my life right now with my wrestling school, Reality
yes.
of Wrestling, with my radio show, Heated Conversations.
Plug it away.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. You know, I mean, I got 8-year-old twins, Kennedy Rose and Kendrick James. You know, and being at home is very, very important these days to have mom and dad there. But to still be a part of what has, made me who I am today is very, very important, too. To watch the young guys, the AJ Styles, go out there, the Roman Reigns, and, the guys that's out there. Keeping this business alive, and be a part of it, to stay relevant while all that is going on, it's been awesome, So for me, I'm the happiest person in the world, man.
I love hearing that, man. We're going to talk about three amazing legends that have passed away recently. Nikolai Volkoff, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and Brian Christopher Lawler. Any stories or fond memories with those three? And it's certainly tragic when a member of the WWE family passes away.
Oh, man, I mean, all those guys were, part of the fraternity. All those guys were part of the brotherhood, and they've contributed more than, any of us.
Yeah.
Nikolai Volkoff, I was a kid, in Houston, Texas, watching him, come up, and, he made a huge mark on my life. All those guys made huge marks on my life in different ways, and they will definitely be missed, their lives will be celebrated. And the thing is, being a part of this business, they're immortalized forever. Wrestlers never die, really. I mean, we may get put in the ground, but literally our spirit and our soul, it lasts forever. It really does, So those guys will be well missed. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to thank the WWE Network for that, because you can see so much footage, so much of your early stuff, Booker T. Well, over your career, if no one's familiar, if they want to watch one Booker T match on the WWE Network, which match would you want your fan to watch?
You know what? I don't know. It's hard to say because when people talk about my career, they never talk about my wrestling matches.
Yeah.
They always talk about the entertaining moments.
Yes.
They talk about Booker T and Goldust. They talk about, me and Steve Austin in the grocery store.
Yes.
Which were great moments, because, I think my body of work, speaks for itself more than anything. I think my
right.
body of work says that it wasn't just about the wrestling, it was about the entertainment,
yes.
Making the fans feel something. Always when I used to, go watch movies, back in the day, a lot of them were karate movies. And if I left, chopping my friend or jumping around, it was a really good movie. If I didn't do, doing one of those things, it wasn't a good movie.
Right, right.
So I always tried to lead those fans, with a great memory, chopping somebody, saying, man, I can't wait to go back and see Booker T.
Yes.
How great of a time I had, for me, it's always, for the last 20 plus years, it's always been, the fan was for the memory was for the fan,
yeah.
not for myself. Yeah.
Of course, some of your memorable matches were with your brother in Harlem Heat and managed by Sherry.
Yeah,
how is your brother doing, and is there any possible way we can see a Harlem Heat reunion?
Well, you know, Harlem Heat, we had a match called the Final Heat a couple of years ago.
Oh, snap.
Where we wrestled a couple of Jersey boys, the Heavenly Bodies. And, you know, it was awesome, you know, for my brother and I to finish it the way we started it. That was very important for me. But as far as a Harlem Heat reunion or anything like that, you know, it really is truly about the young guys.
Okay.
It really is truly about the young guys just putting in the work right now. And of course, could I come back and have a match? Of course I could.
Yes.
But for me, as a, you know, former young guy in that locker room, I respect those guys so much. And I really think it's only right for me to give those guys their just due and let them go out and lead the way from this point on. And let me follow and push them to the outer limits. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
I'm an ambassador now, you know.
Yes.
And I'm having fun, you know, being on this side of the table, you know. And I don't have any itch I want to scratch or anything like that as far as getting back in the ring.
Okay. So you speak of the new guys. Who are you looking forward to? Which match at SummerSlam this Sunday?
Oh, man, you know, everybody's, you know, tuned in to Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think Roman Reigns get enough credit, you know, for his work that he do on a day-to-day basis.
I agree.
He's a major entertainer. He goes out and deliver every time. He gives the fans nothing but stellar matches, you know, and he leaves it every time. He leaves it in the ring. That's what I respect about Roman Reigns. He don't complain about anything as well. You know, the fans could be totally against him at the beginning of the match, but at the end of the match, they find themselves turning and wondering, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know, so that match right there has got a lot of interest, especially with Brock Lesnar being right there on the cusp of maybe, you know, stepping away and going to the UFC.
We'll see. Could be a two-sport champion.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know. I mean, you know, if Brock Lesnar did, you know, I mean, just say he did, you know, win at SummerSlam and then go on and, you know,
right,
beat DC, that'd be history made for
that'd be huge.
You know, so people say, you know, it's gonna, the story is already written.
Yeah,
you know, people think, you know, Roman Reigns is gonna go in there, just pick the title up, but you know, always expect the unexpected.
And speaking of UFC, how do you think Ronda Rousey is faring so far in the WWE?
You know, Ronda's doing good. You know, I mean, I want to see more of her. I want to see her compete, you know, out there. But the thing is, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you definitely don't want to put her out there and, you know, expose her or anything like that. So you got to definitely take that situation from a delicate perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you put her with the right people. Just like when they put her with Ember Moon on the road.
Yes.
You know, that was a rub, you know, for Ember. But it was a rub for Ronda as well, because Ember, she's a true professional. And you can only learn from someone like that. And that's going to be the key to Ronda's success. You know, putting her with the right people and letting her learn at the proper pace. Yeah.
Yeah, she may win the women's championship.
Hey, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Nice. And one more question before we end this awesome interview. What are your thoughts? I guess you weren't really vocal about Hulk Hogan being reinstated back into the Hall of Fame and his apology. Of course, Mark Henry had been quoted as saying about 50% of the African-American locker room has forgiven Hogan and half hasn't. What are your thoughts, Booker?
I mean, life is about forgiveness, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You forgive, of course, you don't forget things. You forgive, we move on, we atone for, you know, if people, you know, judge me from, you know, my past, you know, more than 20 years ago, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. You know, you know, I had to gain that trust, you know, all over again. It wasn't something that was just given to me. And once I did that, you know, life changed for me. I moved forward in life.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Hulk, you know, being away from the business for more than 2 years, being, you know, outcast, you know, being ostracized, you know, for 2 years, I think that's punishment enough. I think it's time to move on, and, you know, Hulkamania, you know, still rides.
Mm-hmm. I have to remember your viral video from WCW. When,
let's not talk about that.
But nonetheless, thank you so much, Booker. That was amazing.
Right.
Talk us here on Below the Belt Show, my man.
Very welcome.
All right, thank you so much. My man. Cool.